Welcome back to day 16 of our 40 for 40 Lenten journey through the book of Exodus. Today, our suggested reading is Exodus chapter 16, and our key verses are 4 through 15. Before we dive into today's reading, I feel as though we need to clarify something. Over the next 10 days or so, the Israelites are going to sound like whiny toddlers in need of a nap, constantly complaining about their lot in life and blaming Moses and God for it. It can be easy for us, those who aren't in their shoes, to wonder how they could possibly have so little trust in God to lead them after all that they had seen God do on their behalf. But the truth is, the trauma that they experienced in slavery powerfully impacted their hearts and minds, and the slightest threat sends them into panic mode. Additionally, how often have you and I failed to trust God's providence in our lives or failed to be obedient? Understanding this will help us get less frustrated with the Israelites when they complain over and over again. That being said, they do complain, this time about a lack of food. They had a secure source of food in Egypt, although it was limited in quantity. But God doesn't meet their anxiety with punishment for lack of faith, but rather with a positive response of providing food from another source. God takes over the complaint hurled at Moses and responds. God will provide enough bread and quail for each day, and enough on the sixth day to cover the seventh. But there will be a test to this. Can the Israelites reorder their understanding of who is their sovereign? This food is going to come from God's storehouses, not the Pharaoh's. Food in Egypt needed to be hoarded, squirreled away, saved for later. God wants them to shed the fear that drives that behavior. God wants them to trust that with him there will always be enough. Makes me think, what if we were forced to live off manna for the next 40 years? Relying each day upon God to feed and nourish us. Wouldn't we become more trusting, more reliant, more faithful? I think we would, but isn't that how it works already? I love this quote from Augustine on Jesus' miracle of turning water into wine. He says, "The miracle indeed of our Lord Jesus Christ, whereby he made the water into wine, is not marvelous to those who know that it was God's doing. For he who made wine on that day at the marriage feast in those six water pots, which he commanded to be filled with water, the selfsame does this every year in vines. For even as that which the servants put into the water pots was turned into wine with the doing of the Lord, so in like manner also is what the clouds pour forth changed into wine by the doing of the same Lord. We do not wonder at the latter because it happens every year. It has lost its marvelousness by its constant recurrence." Friends, everything we eat comes from God. And yet because it doesn't feel miraculous, we fail to become more trusting, more reliant, and more faithful. I think a simple attitude shift, partnered with a heightened intentionality, can lead us to seeing our daily bread as a gift from God. Our questions for today. How often do you think about where your food actually comes from? Try really thinking about all the processes and people involved in getting your food to your kitchen, and give thanks to God for each of them. Go back and reread or rewind that quote from St. Augustine. How do his words stir you today?